Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. So, I don't know if this is gonna make it out, but I was thinking I should just do a huge recap episode, which basically encompasses how my life has looked like for the past 2 weeks or so, basically since I came back from New York, because that was my last episode that I posted, which I'm actually working on right now, and just do like a nice little recap and keep it concise, because I feel like usually when I am going through something and I talk about it in the present while I'm actually going through it, I tend to just talk about it for a really long time, which I don't know whether people like, whether people don't like. I'm sure people get annoyed by it because it's kind of like, okay, you've literally said the same thing like 300 times in this episode. And the episode I'm recording, or not recording, the episode that I'm editing right now is set to be nearly 2 hours long, because I think the last, I want to say like 40 to 60 minutes of it, I'm just talking about the same situation. And it's great. Like, I was really feeling it, and so I was like talking through my feelings, which was helpful for me, obviously, but it's a little much. I really don't expect that anyone's going to listen through the entire episode. I'm sure they'll listen to the first 60 minutes because it's interesting and it's like me talking about what happened when I was in New York. After that, I expect for people to log off because it gets kind of boring from there, but I really just needed that outlet to share. So anyways, I thought instead of sharing other snippets of episodes from various different points of the past 2 weeks, I just do a recap, keep things concise, tell the story, you guys know, and then we can move on and move forward. To be fair, I am back home now. My life has, basically the past 2 weeks were very like crazy busy, and then it started to level off a couple of, like a week ago, or no, less than a week ago, actually. A week ago, things were still really busy, but things started to level off about 5-6 days ago, where I was like, okay, things, you know, were calming down. Like, I can start like focusing on other things, things that are more important, things that I'm trying to work on, job applications and trying to figure out my future and stuff like that, which I couldn't really do as much over that 2 week period just because so much was happening outside of that. So I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if I'm really gonna have much to share going forward, just because things just are gonna get really slow and it's not like anything super exciting is happening. I'm just gonna be here desperately hoping that something works out career wise so that I can get a move on with my life, because that's really my biggest goal right now. I A, so badly want to move to New York, but B, and I think more importantly, first and foremost, want to jumpstart my career and finally have a breakthrough role that allows me to get into this industry that I'm trying to change into and start gaining experience in that, because that is just so important. And I'm so eager, and I'm hopeful, but it's also difficult. I feel like today I'm having one of those days where I'm just like, oh, like, is this ever going to work out for me? Just not because things aren't necessarily going completely wrong. It's just a lot of not hearing anything and constantly applying. So anyways, before I talk about what's been going on present day, let's take it back to basically like November 1st, or like right after I got back from New York City. So first 2 days that I was back, things were a little on the calmer side. It was Halloween, which is when I recorded that episode. And then the next day, my mom had treatment. Okay, then we had my sister's birthday. Not really much to remark on from that time period. I don't know. I mean, it was her birthday. You could ask her how it went. She'll share. For me, it was a nice day. Next day was an interesting day. So if you've been following along with the SD man situation, basically we ended up having our nice little talk. I think I left it off talking about how I thought he was ghosting me. Basically on Friday, he like came back nearly 24 hours after he had last texted, or I had last texted, and he hadn't responded. He was like, hey, hope you had a happy Halloween. Are you still down to do the talk today? But I had totally forgotten that we were celebrating Diwali that night. And I was like, okay, wait, this is not gonna work out. And so I eventually texted him. I was a little upset, okay? I was actually quite upset. So initially I didn't feel really in the space to want to even like message back, but then I finally did. And I was like, well, actually we're celebrating tonight, but like maybe after we celebrate, I have time. I don't know. He was like, I'm going out tonight, so like that's not gonna work. So we decided to schedule it for Sunday. And to keep this concise, because truly it doesn't matter anymore, I got over it pretty quickly. It went exactly how I could have anticipated it after everything that went down the days leading up to this call. Long story short, he just kind of realized that he couldn't do it. It felt too much like his long distance relationship. He didn't want that. And I expressed that I felt the same way. So we were very much on the same page. I also expressed that I was a little disappointed about the fact that this meant it was going to be like a one-time situation again. And I just didn't want that. And then weirdly enough, Just as I thought he was gonna like try and end the call after I had gotten my feelings on the table, he ended up asking me about Diwali and we launched into a pretty good conversation about other things. It was really nice, actually. It was like, it was such a weird transition because I was so convinced he was gonna be like, okay, time to go, bye. And I was gonna be like, okay, all right, fine, bye. Like, give me a moment to breathe, Jesus Christ. But yeah, he was pretty like receptive to just talking. And so we were talking about, well, first we were talking about Diwali and my sister's birthday. And then we were talking about, what else did we talk about? Oh, we talked about job stuff, career stuff. Like, he was talking about how he's going to start looking for a new job. And then I was telling him about how like my gallery searching moment went in New York City and like what I'm trying to do going forward. And then he hung up on me. I mean, to be fair, I kind of knew that he was going to hang up on me because he was like, oh, wait, I'm getting another call. But yeah, he hung up on me, never called me back or messaged me. To be fair, when he did hang up on me, I just knew that I was going to hear from him again. But it was funny because I texted my friend Christine and I was like, oh, guess what? This is how it went. And by the way, he hung up on me. And she was like, okay, well, hopefully he still like calls you back or like messages you. And I was like, he's not going to. Like, I just know. So that was that. Luckily, I had planned to meet a friend that I hadn't seen in like 6 months. No, that's a lie. I saw her like back in July, but properly saw, like caught up 6 months. And so I met up with her like right after. I did shed some tears. It wasn't exactly like he did that. It was just, I think, my like general frustration about dating in general and just the fact that I was hoping for a better outcome, not because I thought there was gonna be a better outcome with the situation. Like, I saw it coming from a mile away. I could have literally told you when I left San Diego that it was just like not gonna work out. But I don't know, the hopeless romantic in me was hoping that finally I would have a success story instead of another dating fail. So some tears were shed. And then I met up with this friend and I did the debrief. And I did think that this was going to kind of like weigh heavy on me for a couple of days after. But oddly enough, after I hung out with her, I felt perfectly fine again. And I was very shocked because I, like I said, I kind of just expected that I would like hold it heavy on my heart for at least like a couple of days. It was something that I thought I was going to think about a lot, but no, I was good. Kind of weird. I was like, whoa, okay, wow, we're bouncing back super quickly, like hours instead of days or weeks or whatever. Anyways, so that was good. And then my sister had her birthday dinner that night, so I ended up going with her. And then following day was the day before the elections. And if you didn't know, but if you watch me on TikTok, you probably did know, I actually worked the election. So the day before, I had to go into the polling station to help set up. So I got to meet everyone. We were there for like, I think less than an hour, honestly. So just quickly set up the booths and, you know, the whole thing. And then we were off. I went to Whole Foods after that and grabbed stuff for the next day because I knew that I was gonna have to like fuel myself through the entire day. And that was, for me, like food is so important. And I always am reminding myself that food is fuel. So I was like, okay, it's gonna be a really long day, but the one thing that I have on my side is food. So gotta make sure that I have good food with me that's gonna keep me going. And then the following day was election day. I ended up working 14 and a half hours. I had to be there at 5:30 a.m. My mom actually ended up dropping me off, which I was not expecting. I thought I was just going to drive there on my own, but she was like, oh, I can drop you off. And I was like, okay, like it's 5 a.m. Like we have to get out at 5 a.m. And she was like, yeah, sure, I'll be up. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, thanks. So anyways, dropped me off and we had what, like an hour and a half to kind of set up. So initially we were setting up and then it kind of got to a point where we were just like sort of sitting, anticipating. And I was so nervous going into it because I felt so unqualified, but it actually ended up being a really great experience. And I turned out to be perfectly good at my job. It was a lot more simple than I thought it was going to be. So that was good. Thank goodness for that. And we only ended up having like two characters where we were like, oh my gosh, something's going on. And then a couple of like strange people here and there. But for the most part, it was actually very calm. And it was nice that it was kind of like, well, I guess the polls were open for 12 hours. So like 12 hours of kind of more chaotic moments and then more calmer moments. Luckily, my polling location was never like super busy, as in like we never had like a full-on line out the door or like around the block or anything. The exception was like when we first opened, there was a line out the door, but it was still a relatively short line compared to what it could have been. So that was good. And then I think we ended up having a total of 500-ish, between 500 and 550 voters come in throughout the day. I personally checked in. I think my final total was 289. So I did nearly half or more than half of the voters that came in because I was the first person, like the first person that you would see. So anyways, yeah, that whole experience was a very interesting one. And it made me realize one thing that I realized kind of like throughout the day is I'm on the job hunt. I am feeling ready to jumpstart my career and to start working. But in the back of my mind, I still have this fear that I am not going to enjoy doing that because of a couple of reasons. First off, everyone I know post-grad, like who graduated with me, who is working, is pretty miserable with their job. And that's not the greatest thing to hear. I recognize that like for most people, their starter job is not going to be the ideal position or the dream job. But to hear that pretty much everyone I know is not very happy with the job that they're working for varying reasons makes me scared about working myself. The other thing is I've just really enjoyed, and I know it's such a privilege to have this, but I really have enjoyed the luxury and freedom of being able to kind of do what I want. You know, I have been traveling quite a bit recently, as you guys heard my past two episodes, and the fact that I was able to just like pick up and go and like be gone for a week or like go in the middle of the week and travel was really nice. And I am sad. I mean, I haven't yet done it, but when the time comes, I think I'll be a bit sad giving up that lifestyle. I know it's not a realistic lifestyle. I know it's not a sustainable lifestyle. Like I can't do this for the rest of my life, but obviously it's nice to be able to have that freedom to kind of like choose how I go about my time. But at the same time, I am ready to jumpstart my career. And I'm just like hoping and praying something works out. If anyone else is post-grad in the job hunting process and has been doing it now for some time, probably know what it's like to just like keep shooting your shot and not actually getting anything. And you're like, okay, is it ever going to happen for me? Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. So that's been fun, but more on that later because that's more of a recent issue. So yeah, then after Election Day, it was my dad's birthday and my dad and I went to a neighborhood and it was really nice. And yeah, there was nothing super special, but we just kind of hung out. And then I feel like something happened on the following day. Oh, well, like nothing particularly exciting, except for the fact that we were set to go bowling with the Harvard Club and we ended up going to the bowling location, you know, fully ready to go bowl. And it was then that we realized that the event had actually been canceled a couple days prior and my dad totally missed the email. So it was just me, my sister, and my dad kind of at this bowling location, like, okay, so now what? And obviously, what do you do if you're already there? You go bowl. So we ended up bowling and I really suck at bowling, but it was fun. It was a fun thing. And it was actually kind of cool because it's like we picked my sister up from school and then like we went there and it was like, I mean, it wasn't my after school activity, but I was like, oh, it'd be cool if we did more stuff like this on the weekdays. So yeah. And then basically since then, I have kind of been able to like refocus my energy on the career stuff and like thinking about the future, which is nice because obviously it takes a lot of work to try and like get that off the ground and you need that time. But it's also, I feel like I'm going to go a little stir crazy sooner rather than later, as in like tomorrow, because I was already starting to feel a little stir crazy today. So yeah, Friday, I must have been home the entire day. I like have actually no memory of this. Okay, well, clearly I have no memory of what happened on Friday, which is really great because that wasn't too long ago. Saturday, my sister and I went to like a cafe together. So that was nice because I definitely was like, okay, I want to get some stuff done today. How am I going to get that stuff done? Yeah, probably is a good idea if we're out of the house. Also, like they changed our Wi-Fi. It was a whole thing. And I don't know. Point is, it was just nice to get out of the house. And then Sunday was literally just an errands day. Like I was running errands like for half of the day. And then yesterday, it wasn't too productive. But basically this week for me is kind of weird too, because I will always deny the influencer allegations, but I'm having a week where I'm like majorly cosplaying the influencer lifestyle. And that's because I have two brand deals for the month of November, which is like the most brand deals I've had ever. It's kind of insane. And one of them requires two videos. The other one requires one. And I had to get one in today. So yesterday I signed the brand deal and I had to start brainstorming and planning to put it together. And then today I put it together and I sent it over because it has to go out not tomorrow, but the day after. So Thursday. And then I thought, oh, well, while I'm at it. And then I think the other one, supposedly it's due on Friday, but I have to double check because that feels like they're asking for a lot. But yeah, I have to do these two videos. And because I have this other brand deal, I mean, it's a little more flexible. Just have to do it by the end of the month. But I thought, oh, well, while I'm at it, I might as well also do that one, like work on that one so that I have it all ready and prepped. I think that's what I'm going to be doing mainly this, not mainly this week, but I mean, in the more exciting stuff. And then obviously a lot of like job applications today. I actually had an interview. It's for a temporary position during Art Basel. And I am really hoping and praying that that comes through. The interview went well, but I feel like it's hard to tell what the outcome's gonna be. And I also won't know until like a week before Art Basel. So I still have to like wait a while. So we shall see. I'm really hoping, okay, fingers crossed here, because it wouldn't be like a full on breakthrough role, but or breakthrough opportunity, but it would be at least something that I could throw on my resume. And then hopefully that gives me at least a little leg up when I continue applying. But I don't know, we'll see. So that's what I did today, or one of the things I did today. And then tomorrow I have another meeting. I have the meeting that I was supposed to have when I was going to be in New York City. Finally got rescheduled for tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. I have no clue what to expect from that one because I just don't. And it's also not completely related to what I want to do. I mean, it is and it isn't, but it's not related to my career change, but it is related to career stuff. So we'll see. And then after that, the week kind of opens up a little bit more. I was thinking of like starting to go to galleries here in Miami and just kind of like poking around. But I think this is a little bit of a weird mindset, but I'm like, oh, because I've already had so much going on this week and there's still so much. I still have those like two videos that which I know sounds silly because it shouldn't even take that long to make the videos, but it's definitely like I have to like set aside time for that. But I am kind of like, okay, well, maybe because this week has already been semi-busy. It's not that it's like been super busy, but it's like there's been something happening nearly every day in some regard. So anyways, point is, I don't know if I'm going to do the galleries this week or whether I'll save that all for next week, but we shall see. I feel like next week might make more sense because I think next week I'm going to try and do more like things around the city instead of being at home nearly every day. I actually, fun fact, a while back, when was this? It was a weekend between when I came back from SD and when I left for New York. I went to an art gallery opening and I ended up talking to the gallery associate. And obviously at first she came up like trying to sell art, but then we just started talking randomly. And turns out she also recently graduated college and she's like she went to school in Milan or Rome, which is so cool. But anyways, we were kind of chatting and she was like, here, like, I'll give you my number. Maybe we can hang out. So we were supposed to hang out on Monday, but then something happened on her end. And then I was like, okay, you know what? Honestly, it's a good thing that I'm not going out on Monday because I have other things that I need to work on. So the plan is to try and meet up next Monday. So we'll see if that happens. But yeah, and then also Miami has like a book fair coming up and I thought it could be kind of cool to go to it. So I think I might try and do that later in the week. So like in the middle of the week, I can sandwich in galleries, except I've been going back and forth as to whether that's something I should go for now or whether I should wait it out a little bit more. Because the question is, when would I start working? I don't know. But I feel like I have to just throw myself into it because otherwise I'm going to continuously have the mindset of, oh, but I'll wait until this happens. And that's not exactly a good mindset to have. Also, I've thought about it a little bit more and I'm like, maybe I don't actually need to go, or maybe I shouldn't go in person, but I should like email them. But I think I probably should go in person. So anyways, point is, that's something that's like on my mind and something I want to do preferably before Thanksgiving happens. Also, we have like no plans for Thanksgiving, so it's not like anything exciting is happening in that time either. So yeah, basically I feel like the rest of the year is going to be very slow for me, and the question is, how am I going to occupy my time while obviously trying to like make something happen? I'm feeling today specifically, I don't know why, but I'm feeling slightly discouraged with the whole process because obviously nothing has come up yet. And it's not like I've been necessarily been applying for long enough or anything that it would make sense that something would have come up by now. But at the same time, I'm just like, ugh, like, is it gonna ever happen? Because I feel like when you're doing a career change, there's so much uncertainty and all you want is that confirmation that you will be able to make it in this new industry or field that you have chosen. Yeah, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of just having to sit here and kind of like take the uncertainty and be okay with it. And that's definitely difficult. Anyways, so that's kind of like a little blanket summary of what life has looked like. And I feel like I ran through that pretty quickly, but let's see how long I've been talking for. Okay, 25 minutes. Yeah, I ran through that quite quickly, actually. Yesterday, I did something interesting. Interesting as in, I don't think I'll ever regret doing this, but I still am like trying to decide whether it was a good idea or not. So I reached out to someone that I haven't talked to in nearly a year. And it was not on a whim because I thought about it for a while, but it felt kind of like on a whim because I never really intended to talk to this person again. And there was like really no plan for me to do it. But basically back like a week ago, I had two back-to-back situations that brought him to the forefront of my mind. And like, I think about him every so often. I've talked about him in a couple of episodes here and there, but I think about him every so often. But it wasn't until these two back-to-back episodes or situations occurred where I was like, wait, hold on, pause. I'm going to think about this for a little longer. So on my dad's birthday, I said we went to this neighborhood, and basically this neighborhood, I haven't been there in like the past, well, I guess like year and a half. And fun fact, this neighborhood was where he and I had gone on a lot of our dates. So like all the dates that he planned were in this neighborhood. And so lo and behold, my dad had gotten like whisked away by these two girls that were trying to raise money for a nonprofit. And at first I wasn't really like listening to what they were saying to him. I was kind of looking across the street and all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, this place, that looks so familiar. And that's when it dawned upon me that that was the sushi restaurant that we had gone to on our first date. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know where we are. I don't know why I hadn't put two and two together, but to be fair, it was like a good while ago. And yeah, it was a good while ago. Anyways, and then my dad and I at some point finally continued walking. And again, we like cross the next street that we were on. And as we're crossing it, I'm looking at this other restaurant and I was like, oh my gosh, that's the Thai restaurant we went to once. And then we like walked down that street and then we like passed by the bar that he and I went to after that Thai restaurant. And I was just like, oh wow, he's everywhere. And I ended up texting my friend Christine. I was like, everything's reminding me of him right now, like what in the world. And then quite literally the following day we went bowling, and I didn't know where we were going bowling or like what the location was, but the moment we walked out of the parking garage that we had parked in, I look across the street and I was like, oh my gosh, that's the building he lives in. And the funny thing about the situation is I had been to his apartment once, and the one time I went I was intoxicated, and so I'd always remembered what neighborhood he lived in because there was like a significant, like you lived very close to a place that's significant to me, but I never personally located like exactly where he lived. And so it's weird because I feel like every time I would pass by this neighborhood, I would think about it and I'd be like, where does he live in this neighborhood again? Because I knew it was like, he didn't live in a very like central point. He lived like a little off. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like, I know this neighborhood decently well, but I couldn't still pinpoint where he lived. And so when we get out of the parking garage and I see his building, I'm like, whoa, wait, I did not realize that we were in his territory. And then it's funny because I looked over to the next building and I was like, wait, that's like the same building kind of, except they were like flipped around a little. It's hard to explain. But then I was like, which one is it? But I was pretty certain that the first one I saw was his building. And I ended up texting my friend Christine again. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm quite literally in his territory. And I sent a picture of like me and his building. And I honestly was like half, like that entire night while we were in the area, I mean, obviously we were bowling for most of it, but I was like half expecting to like run into him. Like I was half expecting to like look over at another bowling lane and see him there. So anyways, he ended up coming back to the forefront of my mind. And I don't know where I got the idea to actually reach out to him from, but I think it was also somewhere in the time that Christine and I ended up finishing Love is Blind together over FaceTime on Friday. Well, that's something I did on Friday, but I don't know what I did during the day. I totally blanking. Must have applied to things. I don't remember leaving the house. I don't remember going anywhere. Anyways, point is, somewhere between then and now, I came up with this idea of possibly reaching out. And it took a really long time for me to justify it because I was like, I don't know if that's a weird thing to do given how everything left off and the fact that I haven't talked to him in like nearly a year. Essentially, I haven't texted him or had like a text conversation with him in nearly a year. And I haven't seen him in like nearly a year and a half. So it's been a good while. So the concept of me bringing him back definitely felt strange. And I didn't know if it would be weird to him if I like randomly reached out again. But then I ended up going, thank goodness for the fact that it was less than a year ago, because I think my texts delete after a year. I ended up going back into my computer and finding our text thread. And I read through it. And after I read through it, I was like, oh, wait, this was not, I guess I kind of thought, oh, when we stopped talking from that text thread, the door closed completely, because I was like, I realized like, oh, we can't talk anymore for whatever reason. That was just the idea I had in my mind. So I never thought I would like talk to him again. I thought maybe at most in some magical, mythical world, I would run into him one day. But I was like, that's like the exception of me ever reconnecting with him. But when I went back, I was like, oh, wait, I don't think it would be the weirdest thing ever if I reached out. And to be fair, I don't think like reaching out to people is generally weird. Like anytime someone's reached out to me, I've actually been generally thrilled that they've come back, I guess. I mean, yeah. Well, sometimes I'm kind of like, oh, this is strange, but it's never like I'm totally against reconnecting with them, if that makes sense. So anyways, it took a long time, and I actually was justifying this over a podcast episode yesterday, which will not make it out because it was just, I don't even really know. It was me trying to manifest like my dream life, like how I want to move to New York City so badly, and like how I so badly want to like successfully navigate this career change and start my career in that field and like officially have a job in that. I think that was mainly what I was manifesting. But at some point I was like, okay, now I'm going to try and justify it. And I was going back and forth, and I was like, I don't know. But ultimately I did text him, and I had a good reasoning to text him. And that was because on Friday evening, I am going to be in his neighborhood. Yay me. And I thought, well, if I'm there after my set thing that I have to do, I could possibly meet up with him for like a drink and catch up. You know, I thought like it's a good enough reason to reach out. Like if I was going to ever reach out, like it's a good enough reason because I'm already going to be there and I'm not going on my way to try and like meet up with him. But you know, like if it's going to happen, it might as well happen now. And so went back and forth, and I finally texted him, and it has now been nearly 24 hours and I've not heard from him yet, which is not the biggest surprise because I really have this thing for some reason where I always end up with the bad textures, but he like historically was someone who always took like a good while to respond. So I literally like when I did it, I texted Christine. I was like, oh, I did it, by the way. And she was like, okay, yay, can't wait for him to respond or something like that, like something about him responding. And I was like, it's gonna take 1 to 2 business days in the least for him to respond. So it's not a total surprise he hasn't responded yet. Like it's not like I'm gonna regret doing it, but I'm like, see, like if he responds, and obviously I'll be like, oh, okay, like that was a good idea, like so glad I did that. But if he doesn't respond, I'm gonna be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that, because I still like don't know if it was a good idea to message him. Anyways, we'll see. I fully do not expect to hear from him just because I'm like, it's been so long. And also, to be fair, I'm generally not the type of person to go out of my way to try and reconnect with someone, whether it's like more relationshipy, you know, like something with a guy or even just like a friend. In all of the friend situations that I've had where I've reconnected with someone who was a friend, but like our friendship fizzled out for some reason, they have usually been the one who comes back and reaches out to me. So I am not the type of person to usually do that. So the fact that I did it was already big, because it's not in my nature to just be super open about doing that. That's why it took me so long to justify it. But yeah, to be fair, I did actually do something like this about a month ago, where I reached out to someone else who I'd like talked to for a while, not actually dated, but like talked to for a while, and they never ended up responding to me. So I feel like I'm kind of half expecting, or actually more than half expecting, that that's going to be the situation. And then I'm going to be like, okay, well, that was nice try, I guess. But I think, to be fair, I will be a little disappointed if I don't ever hear from him, just because I thought it would be a fun way to like spice things up again. I think after, you know, the recent dating situations, I thought that I was like gonna just close the door on that again. But what it all made me realize is that I go back and forth. Sometimes I have really horrible dating situations. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with dating anymore. But sometimes I actually really enjoy dating. And although I know it sounded like I was hardcore going through it with SD Man, it was actually a very calm ending for me that I came out of it and I was like, that wasn't that bad. Like, that was fine. Like, I could easily keep going. But the thing is, like, in my life, first off, I have never been for dating at home. And second off, where would I meet someone to even possibly be able to, like, just go on a date? I'd have to, like, re-download the dating apps, and that's something I don't want to do. So it's like the opportunity to date around me is non-existent. But I am like, I wouldn't mind going on a little date or seeing someone or just even like talking to someone. I just want to talk to someone, honestly. I think I just like, I need some social stimulation. It's not even like dating. Like, I just need social stimulation. It's been a while. And I realized I probably like should actually reach out to some acquaintances I have in the city and be like, hey, let's do something. But I have kind of avoided that. Like, the last time I saw someone my own age was now over a week ago. So I'm kind of like growing desperate again. This is why I feel like I'm so ready to move on with my life and like move somewhere new. I need to be in a place where I can at least like be open to meeting new people, but we're not there yet. I am like getting to this point where I am just like racking my brain as to how I can make a move happen. It's like to a point where I'm like so willing. I don't know if I mentioned this in my New York episode, but I'm growing more and more interested in the concept of risking it all and moving to New York City with just my savings, no plan, no job, and then figuring it out from there. I know that sounds crazy. I am aware. It's also not the most financially responsible thing. I also am a very risk adverse person. Would I do that? I don't know. But I think as time goes by, I grow more and more impatient about how things are going to work out. And I start to become more and more eager to just risk it all and go for it. I always had this like concept in my mind where I was like, oh, like early 2025, like that could be when I move, when I start whatever career I start, you know, like the whole thing. Like, I always kind of thought it wasn't like a hard deadline, but I had like a soft deadline for myself that like January 2025 is when I move away from home again. But now it's middle of November and January is now like a month and a half away and I have no plan. And I really am still kind of set like on that soft deadline where I'm like, it would be really nice if I could just make it happen by then. But I don't have any way of knowing that something's gonna happen. And because I'm navigating career change, it makes it even more difficult because it's like I'm starting from scratch and it's not easy to start from scratch. So yeah, I am trying not to freak out about the fact that I have no clue what the future holds, but I'm also very desperate to get a move on. But I am starting to get to this point where I'm just like, I really need something to pull through. Like, I really am so ready. I'm ready to sort of start up my life again. I feel like when I've been at home, it's not that I'm not living life, but it's more, I'm taking a more backseat approach to life, and that's worked out fine. I don't feel like I've necessarily been missing out on life or anything. I feel like it's allowed me to recuperate from, you know, how crazy and chaotic college was. But I miss the rage. I miss the rage, and I miss being able to live my life wholeheartedly. And I'm just getting very ready to kind of dive back into that. And I was really hoping that something would pull through, but it's getting harder and harder for me to trust that that's actually going to be the case because we're getting closer and closer and nothing is working out. And I keep reminding myself that I'm trying to do this like full on career change where it's like, I don't think I've screwed myself over. I think it'll be worth it once it all falls into place. But right now it feels like I've screwed myself over because it's like, I could probably be doing something else. I could maybe be closer to my goals and my dreams if I wasn't trying to do a full on career change. But who knows? I'm just like, someone, please give me a chance. Like, please give me a chance. Anyone. I saw that I had gotten some texts, you know, when like you look at your message app and it like says how many texts you have. And I thought, oh, maybe. Yeah, I feel like this is another one of those situations where I'm kind of like I kind of ended up, I'm like, why did I do this to myself? Like, I was actually living life so peacefully. I did not. And I was already so on edge about doing it. And now I'm like, I feel like I'm not going to get the outcome that I want. And I think also today I was having one of those days where I was like, ugh. I was feeling nostalgia for like a specific feeling. And I think that feeling was just like having someone in your life that's like remotely interested in you, gives you like any attention. And I was like, okay, send it back, like send it back. Can I just have that for like a day, please? Because I feel like whenever I'm like in the moment, given especially the fact that like recently it's been just a lot of one-off situations, I don't even get to like enjoy it. Like I don't even get to bask in what's happening. I don't even get to be like, oh my gosh, like I am in the moment and I'm really enjoying it, because it's like happening so quickly and then it's like gone. And you're like, oh my God, wait, what? And the world, oh wait, that happened. But it's hard for me to like hold on to the feeling of it. I want to be able to have an experience where I get to hold on to the feeling. I know I sound so like, yeah, I know. I'm aware. It's probably annoying to hear this, but like, this is just how I've been feeling. And it's so frustrating knowing that I won't get to experience that. So anyways, I have been thinking about it though. I was like, maybe I should make an alternative plan for Friday so that at least I'm doing something, because now I've gotten it in my head that like after I have the thing that's already set, like I'm gonna go do something else. But I'm like, who am I gonna go do it with? Probably no one. So then I was thinking like, what if I just did it myself? Like what if I went out by myself? Wanted to do that for a long time. Don't know whether that's like a good concept, but I don't know. It's like, who else am I gonna go out with? Probably no one. Also, I just had a friend text me and she was like, two friends is at Liv this weekend. Liv is a nightclub, but I don't want to go back to Liv. I don't want to go to a club. I just want to go to a nice classy bar, which I know I have like no reason to be at because I don't drink, but I just want to go to a nice classy bar and just be able to like sit there and like take in the ambiance. And I would like to dance, but I don't want to dance at a club. I want to dance at an establishment that is a little bit more low key and less pressure. But also I kind of like miss going out. I feel like I'm just kind of getting to this point where I'm like, I miss being able to like truly live life. And it's just so discouraging because it's not like I'm not ready. It's I don't know how I'm gonna make that happen. It's been a really long time since I've been in this position, because like all through college it was like I got to be in different positions where it's like if I wanted something I could have it. But this reminds me very much of when I was like in high school and I was so desperate to get out, and like I felt like I really wasn't living life and I was so ready to like start experiencing life, but I was being held back because I had no out just yet. And that was why I was so desperate to go off to college, because I was like, when I go to college I can finally experience all of this and enjoy life. And that's exactly what I did. I really lived it up. I know my college experience was a wonky one and lots happened and there was good and bad, but like one thing is I fulfilled the dream that I had through high school. The reason why I continued pushing through, because I was just so desperate to get to the point where I could finally go off and live. And I am getting to that point again where I feel like 16, 17 year old me who's just like sitting in her bedroom. Well, quite literally, I'm sitting in my bedroom, but like who's sitting in her bedroom just like dreaming of being able to like live life truly. Anyways, yeah, wow, I finished this recap super quickly. I thought it was gonna be like a little longer, and now I'm like, what else do I have to talk about? Nothing. Truly, my life is just trying to figure out the future and career stuff, and that's not too interesting. And also right now it doesn't feel like it's necessarily going anywhere. I think the annoying thing about career stuff, not even if you're like doing a career change, but it's funny because Christine and I, like, we do these weekly dumps where we like send pictures from our week on Sunday. But with that, over the last week I was like, oh wait, we should do like little career updates like we can talk about, because like she's like back on the job hunt trying to like find a new job. And I was like, we should like update each other, because I feel like sometimes it's hard to feel like you're really making any progress, and maybe by being able to tell it to someone, then it feels like at least you accomplished something. So we did that last weekend, or this past weekend, where we like included career updates. And then I was like, ugh, like this is so frustrating. And she was like, yeah, I feel like that's just how it is for like everyone. And I was like, it's true. I feel like everyone is feeling. My sister just walked into my room and she's gonna steal some of my clothing. All right, great. I'm so happy for you. Bye. Good night. Okay, I don't even know what I was talking about, but the joy of living at home. Anyways, I think we were both like sharing the frustration. It's funny because it's like she's planning on like sticking with her career path. She's just looking for a new job, but I'm trying to do a full-on career change. But I feel like it's just frustrating in any situation because it's not exactly the easiest feat. Obviously not, but like it's not an easy feat whatsoever. And so it's kind of like just sitting and hoping something happens. And anyways, for the next bit, I'll spend a lot of time dwelling on this. I will also probably get closer and closer to the concept of actually just risking everything and moving to New York City with no plan and hoping that I somehow make it. As the song goes, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. So might as well put myself to the challenge, but yeah, it would be nice if, like, you know, just something were to come along, but oh well. And I'm like starting to, I hate that I'm like dwelling on this, because it's like I like sent the message and like for most of the day today I actually had kind of forgotten that I'd done this, because I did it like right before I went to bed yesterday, and obviously I told someone, but I kind of like, I think halfway through the day I was like, oh my god, wait, yeah, like I sent this text. Okay, because also I have this thing where if I do something like that, like if I send like a risky text or like whatever it is, I will send the message and then it'll pop up on my phone clearly, but then I'll delete it. So like I actually don't have any evidence on my phone that I sent this message. I have it on my computer, but I'm less likely to like actually go through the messages on my computer. So I don't know what the point of telling you that was. Another fun fact is I generally unfollow whoever I was seeing after it ends. So like I don't follow him on anything. So it's not even like I have any remote clue as to what his life looks like, or like, not that I think he would have posted, but like, you know, if he had. So that also doesn't help me. But yeah, it was funny because Christine was like, wait, you don't follow him? And I was like, no, like I usually remove people. It wasn't until not the last situation, but the situation before that, like the one in June, right before I left LA, that I stopped doing that. And that was because that one ended like on good terms. And we had this conversation where he was like, I'm not going to unfollow you. And I was like, okay, fine, I guess I won't unfollow you either. So I didn't. And same thing with SD guy, except the ironic thing about SD guy, I just want to note it. The ironic thing about SD guy is that he ended up not just following me on like my main account, which like I followed him back on Instagram account, but he also followed me on my podcast account. Fun fact, which was kind of strange. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, oh, well, thank you, I guess. But like, why did you do that? And he followed me on TikTok. So that's fun. And as of yet, he has not unfollowed me, at least on my podcast account. And last time I checked, which is like maybe a week ago or something like that, he didn't unfollow me from TikTok either. So I don't think he personally would like unfollow me. To be fair, he still follows his ex-girlfriend. He also like had all of the pictures up on his Instagram, and I ended up noting it to him. I was like, hey, like I don't care, because I know we're not gonna like get into a relationship or anything, but just like for future references, you might want to like take down those pictures, you know, if you are gonna start dating again. No girly would like to be stalking you and all they're seeing are these like relationship pictures. And he was not aware that you can now just like delete one picture from a dump on Instagram instead of having to delete the entire post. He was like, I just don't want to delete the entire post. And I was like, you don't have to, you just delete the one singular picture. And he was like, oh, what? And I was like, yeah, fun fact. So please do that, because I just feel like if you're gonna even consider dating anytime soon, that's like probably the first step to getting into that. So anyways, I don't know if you'll ever listen, but I don't know what the point of that story was. Oh, the point of that story was like, because he's clearly like not unfollowed her, I highly doubt he'll unfollow me in any regard. But yeah, anyways, so this is a more recent thing. Another thing, fun fact, is that I, up until the most recent one, SD man essentially, I would not give contacts to the guys that I talked to. So they would only ever be a phone number. So when I was going back to try and find said guy that I messaged, I had to like go find his phone number. And the thing is, I got really good at remembering what people's like first three numbers, like first three digits in their phone number were. I obviously didn't memorize their phone number, but I got really good at knowing like, oh, if I have this one, it's this person. If I have this combination, it's this person. If I have this combination, it's that person. And I never had like a crossover, I believe, at least not a significant crossover where like someone had the same first two digits, because obviously then I would have gotten confused. But yeah, there was like 435, there was 561, I think. I'm like giving away like people's first digits, but like 435561. Then obviously there was a 305 at some point. What else? I think those are the main ones that I'm like remembering off the top of my head. The 435 one was like super significant. If a number ever texts me, I'm automatically assuming it's that person. Oh, 412 was another one. I guess to be fair, that person got a contact at some point, so I forgot that was their first three, but that was their first three for a good while. But yeah, basically my whole rule was like, I wouldn't give someone a contact unless we got into a full-blown relationship. And it wasn't until this last person who basically was like, there's no way you haven't given me a contact. And I was like, yeah, sorry, like I just don't do that. And he was like, he brought it up a couple of times, and he like understood that I wasn't going to give him a contact. But then I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And so then I did. And then I did it with New York man too. I think I gave him contact. But also, to be fair, I was like, oh yeah, I think at that point I was like, just roll with it. So I think I've changed that rule around, but that was something that I did for years. Just did. That was just my thing. Anyways, those are some more fun facts about me. And besides that, yeah, no, life is pretty boring. We're kind of back to that. And like I said, that's kind of what my life is going to look like. I think the one thing I'm trying to do is like work Art Basel somehow, some way. I would ideally like to work with a gallery. Chances of that happening are not completely high, but I'm going to hold out hope for now because I need hope. It's all I really have going for me right now. So yeah. Anyways, I think that's pretty much it for me. I don't really have more to say. I thought I was going to have more to say, but that's that. And now it's not too late for me to like watch something. So I guess I'll watch something. How fun. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my episode next week. Maybe if I do an episode next week, I feel like I might not, just because I won't have anything to talk about, but who knows? Maybe between then and now something exciting happened, or maybe not. No clue. Probably not, but something just happens to magically happen in that time. I'll let you guys know. Okay. See you guys in my episode. Not see you guys in my episode next week. I can't say that because I feel like I'm promising something that I can't promise, but thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, and I hope everyone is well. Love you all. Bye.